Studio 360.
This hour, we're talking about stories of the criminal underworld, such as those set in the seedy underbelly of Southern California. From Hammett to Chandler in the 1930s and 40s, to the modern mystery novels of Sue Grafton. Over the course of 35 years, Grafton wrote a series of books featuring a private detective named Kinsey Milhone, whose tales took place in the fictional city of Santa Teresa, California, and which came out in alphabetical order. A is for Alibi in 1982, then B is for Burglar, C is for Corpse. Starting around G is for Gumshoe, they all became bestsellers and stayed that way through the last one. Y is for Yesterday, which appeared in 2017, just before Sue Grafton died. I talked to her in 2013 when she'd published a collection of short stories about her main character called Kinsey and Me. Kinsey is not exactly Grafton's alter ego, but they shared some things in common.
Well, when I began this series in 1982, she was 32 years old. She has been married and divorced twice. She owns one dress. She cuts her hair with a pair of nail scissors, cusses like a soldier, very down to earth, and has a very wicked eye when it comes to observing human nature.
So she's kind of an every woman, except that she runs several miles every day and solves crimes.
She jogs. It isn't running. Even she would admit that. But she eats a lot of junk food, which I can no longer do myself.
When the first one came out in the early 80s, it was kind of a big deal because your detective was this woman, this young, tough, modern woman. Did you have a sense as you embarked on this that the time was ripe and maybe overripe for such a detective in fiction?
No, I can't claim any prescience. I can't claim I was even aware. I just didn't realize there were no female private investigators. I was raised reading male hard-boiled private detectives. So when it came time to write a mystery novel, a crime novel of my own, my only thought was to play the central part myself, because I was already out of my element. I didn't know what a private investigator did. I had to read up on police procedure and California criminal law and ballistics and toxicology. So I figured my only area of expertise was being female, and I better take advantage.
You started writing the Kinsey Milhone novels as a means, I read, to escape a successful career in TV writing, which is usually with the opposite of how it usually goes, where people who can't make money writing novels say, okay, I'm going to go into show business now. But you didn't like making a lot of money in Hollywood.
No. Well, I had done a stint in Hollywood because my second published novel, which is called The Lolly Madonna War, sold to Hollywood, and that was made into a film that came out in 1973. Fabulous cast. It was Rod Steiger and Robert Ryan. And
the young Jeff Bridges, right?
Yes, indeed. It was really a wonderful cast. It was a wonderful experience. I learned a lot in Hollywood, but I am just not a team player. I do not like to write by committee, and I don't like help. So in Hollywood, if you're not interested in collaboration, you just have no business being there, and it took me a while to figure that out.
Whereas writing novels, you are in control. You're the screenwriter. You're the director. You're everything.
I know, which is good news and the bad. When the work is going well, there's nothing better. When I'm stuck, I wouldn't mind having a small committee at my feet to help me through the rough passages.
There has never been an American TV series or movie version of Kinsey Milhone. How come?
Oh, well, for the very reasons I just detailed, I worked in Hollywood for 15 years, and I was guilty of adaptations, probably trashing the work of writers far better than I. I know what they can do. I know how destructive that system can be. For one thing, the first time that character is cast and an actress steps into that role, half my readers will be outraged, and I will also. Plus, they don't buy a book, they buy the rights to the character. And even in 1982, here's how those contracts read. They buy a character throughout the universe in perpetuity in technologies known and technologies yet to be invented. It's like, don't think so.
So you leave that money on the table knowing you're paying some financial price, but...
It's no price at all. I tell you, my peace of mind and my good nature are worth quite a bit of money. I just don't want that system coming after me.
This A is for, B is for, C is for thing was clearly a brilliant scheme to invent, to start out with 30 years ago. Have you regretted it ever along the way of, oh my God, I got to get to Z?
In some respects, looking back, I think what nerve, what cheek I had at the age of late 30s when I started that book, thinking I could do 26 novels.
Yeah.
For one thing, I had not even sold A is for Alibi. I sold that book on the basis of 65 pages, never having written a mystery in my life. So I was flying by the seat of my pants. And when A was published, I had no guarantee that there would be a B is for Burglar, let alone C is for Corpse, D is for Deadbeat, and on down the line.
And how sad it would have been if you'd ended with E or F.
Exactly. I was happy to get through those letters. I was always waiting for them to say F is for failure. So yeah. I was really happy
when done.
I...
B is for done.
In fact, there was a review of B is for Burglar that said B is for boring. And I thought I would faint. However, I did survive that wicked comment.
So of the 22 previous ones, by my count, 20 of them have been nouns and two of them have been adjectives. Which are I is for innocent and L is for lawless. And I was thinking, what could W be? Maybe wicked? Or maybe you just want to tell me.
I will not tell. For one thing, readers have so much fun trying to guess. And as a minute I shoot off my big mouth, somebody's going to be disappointed. But also, I have changed my mind on many occasions. When I thought K was for kidnap, so I blithely set off down that wrong path. And at a certain point, I realized that Kinsey Milhone is a small-time private eye. Kidnapping is a federal crime, and trust me, the FBI is never going to consult her. So I had to toss pages of notes, chapters of the book, and I came up with the title K is for Killer because I thought, well, that'll cover a multitude of sins. Doesn't matter what kind of storyline I come up with, it's bound to be applicable.
I really don't envy you having to come up with X and Z.
I know. I am hoping that by the time I write X, somebody will invent an entirely new crime. I hope it's going to be really good and juicy and nasty. And then I can just set out on that road.
Sue Grafton, thank you very much.
Thank you. This has been fun.
I talked with Sue Grafton in 2013. She died in 2017 at age 77. And by the way, when she did end up publishing that novel we discussed, she went with X. Just X, period. It doesn't stand for anything except maybe marking the spot.